People on chronic medication are now able to collect this medication from post offices across the country, but pharmacists have expressed concern. The Independent Community Pharmacy Association said in a response to a media statement in the Business Insider that is dated 20th of June that they have concerns with the announcement that the post office will be acting as a collection point for chronic medication. The COO of the association, which is a non-profit company representing over 1,200 independently owned pharmacies, Ahmed Bayat, joins us now on the line. Ahmed, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam wa jazakum.
What's the background here? Who took the decision, why, how that chronic medication should be picked up from post offices across the country?
So it's confusing as to who actually started this, but we believe that it was the Department of Health that actually came up with this idea of using post offices as a pickup point for medicines, for chronic medication. And we have, as you indicated earlier, we do have serious concerns about that the proposal to do that.
And take us through your concerns.
So several of them, the biggest issue we have is the safety of the patients, and our mandate is to look after the safety of patients and to ensure that the medication that reaches the patients is in the form that is active and effective. In a pharmacy, and pharmacies, as you would know, are heavily regulated by the South African Pharmacy Council, that they have to comply with what is called the Good Pharmacy Practice, GPP. And every institution that handles medicines of that, or medicines of any nature, has to comply with GPP in a setting where the medicines become available to the consumer. Now, there is just no way that a post office will be able to comply with any of the GPP regulations. But one of them is temperature control, for example. Medicines have to be maintained at a temperature that maintains the efficacy of the medicines. And so pharmacies' temperatures are regulated, both the ambient temperature, which cannot go above 25 degrees, and fridge items have to be between 2 and 8 degrees. And there is no way that the post office can handle that. And so that's one of the big concerns. And they also, the pharmacies have, if you look in a dispensary, for example, no person that is not registered with the South African Pharmacy Council as either a pharmacist, a pharmacy assistant, either basic or advanced, that's registered with the pharmacy, no one other than those is allowed in the dispensary to manage and handle medicines. But you don't have that in the post office. And so who's managing that? Also, post offices don't have any pharmacists that the patients can speak to with regards to the medication, whereas in the pharmacy they have access to a pharmacist. So there are various reasons why we have serious concerns about this move to open chronic medication to our post offices as pickup points for chronic medication. Those are some of them.
How is it expected to work? Is the pharmacy just a collection point? And if so, who's the consumer then purchasing the medication from in reality? Is it from government? Or is the post office expected now to be a point of sale for the drugs?
No, it's not a point of sale. These are chronic medications that's dispensed by the Department of Health.
Okay.
And so it is a pickup point for medicine.
Right. Is this being taken further by your association and by others? Are you engaging with government and highlighting your concerns?
Absolutely, we are. And we've also taken it up with the South African Pharmacy Council, and they have raised their concerns as well. So this is not something that we're doing in isolation. This is something that the profession and other healthcare professions are opposed to.
And what's been the response to the engagement?
Nothing yet. We're still busy.
All right. Let's see how it'll play out. Ahmed, shukran so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Afwan, jazakallah for having us.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa
that was Ahmed Bayat. He's the COO of the Independent Community Pharmacy Association.